Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
We've all done stupid things for love. You might be in the process right now of paying for the stupid thing that you've done for love, for a relationship. But this one right here, this one. Could you imagine somebody who said, I'm going to quit my royal family for love? First of all, I didn't know. So the Duke, you know who I'm talking about. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, The Duke and Duchess of whatever.
Sussex.
Yes.
He said whatever.
Well, not anymore because they're quitting the royal family. Is that a thing? Can you do that?
I did not know that was a thing.
How do you?
They want to become financially independent. They want to be able to like make their own money.
What?
And they don't want to live there full time.
So they want to work jobs?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they're not, you know.
Yeah. You're not going to see him working a 9-to-5 anytime soon, let's be honest.
Oh, so they're going to get a big chunk of money from the royal family and go, we're going to go out and do it out on our own with this 8 figures.
No one's saying they're allowance. Broke. If anyone believes they're broke now, like, that's ridiculous. They're not.
Well, then, you know what? If I'm the royal family, what I'm going to say to them, then, listen, if you're going to quit and you want to do it out on your own, fine. You're going to do it out on your own starting from zero.
Cut you off completely.
That's right. That's
but don't you see the romantic side of this? Like, I feel like, and this is just the hopeless romantic in me, like, you feel like he's giving up this life for love.
It sounds like a movie that nobody would ever believe would actually happen in real life.
Well, I watched the movie about them several times.
Yeah.
And it was very good. He loves her very much. I think that they made the decision together. I think having this baby changed a lot of things for them.
Right.
And I think he wants to try to protect her. I think a lot of it has to do with, like, what happened with his mother. I think he's like, look, I'm done with you all. I'm tired of messing with you people, the public, everybody that's messing with my wife. Because do you remember that? It was a documentary and there was an interview with her.
When she was crying.
The guy was asking her, you know, how are you? And she was like, oh my gosh, nobody ever asks me that. And she was just like tearing up talking about how hard it was
like, don't people just treat her like crap? And I don't understand why. They just treat her like crap.
Yeah, and but isn't if you're royalty and someone treats you like crap, does it really matter?
Yes, it does.
No, it only bothers you if you're crap. If you're not crap and someone says you're crap, I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm royalty. You have to bow
I'm
when
rich
you see
crap.
Me. Yeah. I'm like the nicest crap. I'm crap that you'd want to pick up and lick. That's how nice of a crap I am. Are you kidding me? But you know what? That is the ultimate sign of love.
Yes.
That is the...
it's romantic. You're giving up this whole life of stability. And having people legit kiss your feet everywhere you go.
Maybe they don't want people kissing their feet.
What?
Listen, I know none of you can like
damn it.
Get that. I get it. I would never want a life like that. Ever.
A life of privilege?
I don't want that life. I don't. Somebody telling me what color nail polish to wear. Like, there's the glamorous part of, oh, you're a princess, you're a Dutch, whatever. But, nope, I don't want all the other stuff that goes along with it. Nope.
I can feel like that as much as the money's great, there's got to be a lot of pressure to that.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure. Who cares?
You legit have to live up to this standard every day of your life. You have to wake up and you can't leave the house unless you are like...
Is it on the schedule?
Perfection. Right.
Right.
Although that being said, if my bank account's got that many zeros in it, I don't know, man. I might have to...
Again, they're not broke. They're not going to be broke.
They're not broke. This dude, he has hand forever. It doesn't matter what they're fighting about.
He has
If she ever hits him with the, do you really love me or you never do anything for me?
Right.
He's going to be like, are you talking?
Yo,
I'm wearing a wife beater and I got to go to punch in at a job now because of you. You're telling me I don't do it? I can't wait to see them on live PD. Like when he's like, like out in the middle of the street with no shirt on, drunk, holding like a can of beer. Stop. And he's like, do you know who I used to be? And they're like, yeah, okay, used to be a prince, whatever, man. Put your hands behind your back.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.